Tonight, your chance to chime in, throw in your two cents on any and all of it. And boy, is there a smorgasbord to get to during this hour of America Tonight, including in our second segment. We're going to chat with Mark Stevens. He comes on with us once a month. We usually talk about a lot of legal issues. Here we talk about DWI and what happens when people are pulled over. And he talks about a case that it was lucky, or not lucky, it was his skill that actually extracted the guy from a terrible situation where he was not guilty. But if he hadn't had a lawyer, if he hadn't had somebody that came in and helped him out, he would probably be in a federal prison right now. It's scary. He talks about things that you shouldn't do when you are pulled over. And, of course, the key thing is here is, you shouldn't drive and drink to excess anyway, because you know you're going to get in trouble and there's always the potential of killing somebody else, if not yourself. But he talks about unnecessary things that have happened with roadblocks and some other things, and ultimately entrapping people in situations where they should not be trapped whatsoever. Speaking of being trapped right from the get-go, are you living in an area where the fountains are turned off, where the DMV is open twice a week, where the streets after dark are like a ghost town? You know, there are a handful of cities that are failing. They are deep, deep, deep in debt. Cities that you would think would be too big to fail may fail because of pension funds that are crippling them and some other things that they didn't prepare for. The latest is Compton, California. Compton, on the brink of bankruptcy, they have a general fund deficit of more than $40 million by borrowing from other funds. They depleted what was a $22 million reserve. So now they're out. This is the problem. Smashing the piggy bank and draining whatever resources used to be there. And there's so many cities and towns that fall into this category. So when I say to you, America, are you living in one of these places? There's a chance that you are living in one of these places, that they may file bankruptcy. Like beautiful Providence, Rhode Island, filing for bankruptcy. For more than a year, it's been talked about. They've got deficits all the way through from previous years. High debt burden, significant unfunded pension liabilities. This seems to be the major story for all of these areas that have gotten into trouble. Gotten into trouble, and they can't find their way out. Detroit is the shining example. Detroit, where businesses have left, have fled. The income tax, 2.5%. Oof. I don't know that Detroit, honestly, I don't know that Detroit, the way it's looking now, ever gets back on its feet. How do you use the word never? It'll never get back on its feet. But if I were picking a city, I would say that Detroit would be on the list. And that's a large city. A large city. On the list of potential filers, there's medium to smaller areas. But in New York, they're worried and they're warning about it. Very, very scary stuff. Scary. Because then, you know what happens, you don't have the infrastructure, you're paying ridiculous taxes, you leave. You pack up and leave, and Detroit is the prime example. Crime is out of control. looting and all kinds of other things because it is like a ghost town. It's a ghost town. People don't want to live there anymore. That's what created that vacuum. Sad. Sad when you think of what it used to be. Also sad, and something that we're going to talk about, is what is going on, what in the world is going on with the so-called deadly attacks and the high alert that we're in this country. And the Yemen drone strikes, getting people out of Yemen. What does it all mean? Where does it all end? That's the big question mark, and one we can't answer for sure. What's interesting is the timing of this information coming out right when people are furious about the NSA and spying on us. And then saying not to worry because all the information gets destroyed in 5 years. As long as you don't get in trouble in those 5 years, you're okay. You're okay. Don't worry about it. You should be all right anyway. Speaking of being all right, I do have to mention this at the top. Former President George W. Bush seemed like he's in pretty good shape. Not overweight, eating healthy, exercising, goes for a regular routine physical. Turns out he's got heart problems. A clogged cardiac artery. Luckily, they found it. Not expecting that. So he had an overnight stay. And a stress test is what showed that he had a blockage, an artery blockage. Doctors say he makes a full recovery. There's the good news. But the bad news is, how many people are ticking time bombs that may have a similar thing to Bush, but they don't go and get a physical. So they have no idea. They have no idea of what's happening to them. Clinton had a quadruple bypass surgery. And that was to restore blood flow to his heart. He had 2 stints to reopen one of the bypassed arteries that was blocked. So you have to think, you understand how stressful their positions are, but you have to think that some of us are floating around and have no idea. Cholesterol numbers, high blood pressure, we're just not sure. Because we're healthy, we feel healthy. But feeling healthy and being healthy, two very, very different things. Very, very different. So coming up, you don't want to miss this. Mark Stevens joins us from New Hampshire to talk about things that you should be careful about. And many of you emailed the show with questions for him, so we also did that. Things that you should not say when you are pulled over by a police officer. We have the tendency to say, oh, I only had 2 beers and I had a burger and I'm fine. And then they determine whether you're fine and get into the whole routine of the breathalyzer test and whatnot. We're kicking the ball over the other side. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Every month we talk with attorney Mark Stevens, who specializes in DWI cases, and we've learned a lot about things that you shouldn't do when you're stopped, just even in general, and we also kick around other things concerning the law with him. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. Thanks for having
me
on.
No sharks. No sharks, right? Because it's Shark Week, and I know in your neck of the woods, every once in a while, all of a sudden they're finding some of these great whites.
That's right. Down in Cape Cod, they do get some big ones down there. They come in pretty close.
Just don't surf.
Yeah, don't surf and don't swim. You know, a little Jaws theme, you know, runs through my mind from down there. They get
I know.
These big ones, and they come awful close, and, you know, now the helicopters go up over them, and they can see them and everything, and it's really kind of scary.
It is kind of scary. I spent some time in Cape Cod, so I know exactly what you're talking about. We get a couple of emails here from listeners who have now heard you for the last couple of months. We got this one from John listening to you in Austin, Texas. He heard you on the show with me. And John says, hey, Kate, when you have Mark Stevens back on, got a quick question for Mark. What happens, and you may have asked this, but what happens if you refuse to take a breathalyzer test when you're pulled over and you're asked to do so? What does that mean? Is it bad for your chances? Do you have to take the breathalyzer test? What should you do if you were ever in that situation?
Well, it depends on what state you're in, and you should look at your state laws. Texas is a lot different than it is up here in New Hampshire and Massachusetts. In Massachusetts, for example, the breath test refusal is not admissible against you in trial. So the jurors would never hear that the person refused to take a breath test. There are administrative penalties for it, though, that DMV or the Registry of Motor Vehicles can suspend your license for refusing. But the jurors don't hear about it, and so that's something that you have to weigh. In New Hampshire, the jurors do hear about it. They do hear that you refuse to take a breath test, and the state is allowed to say, you know, you had the opportunity to prove your innocence and you didn't do it. However, if you get a bad number on that breath test machine, if you get a 0.10 or 0.112 or something, then that's one more hurdle that you have to overcome. So really, it depends on what the result would be, what you should do. Also, how many prior DWI arrests you have is relevant, because the penalties for refusing go up incrementally as well as they do for conviction. So if you refuse the first time, it might be 6 months. The second time in our state is 2 years. So, you know, really you just got to, the safest thing to do is not drink and drive at all. But if you do, you know, then you have to kind of weigh what do I think the results of this test would be? Because a bad test result is really bad.
Yeah, so watch out for that.
And no, it can land you in jail. If the, you know, most states have these aggravated or enhanced or super DWI laws, where if your BAC is, in our state it's 0.16, in some states it's 0.20. If your breath alcohol concentration is above that, then you start looking at mandatory jail time and enhanced license losses and things like that. So it's a catch 22 that you find yourself in. You just have to figure out what the best option is for you in your state.
Yeah. We got this one from Mark in Florida, who says, ask Mr. Stevens about DWI laws. Does he think that they're fair, or does he think that some of them are just a little too strict? Have they clamped down, in other words, too much on the average driver?
That's a great question. No, I don't think that they're fair to the average driver. They're not fair to the social drinker. They throw the net out too wide and cast it a little bit too tight, to where, you know, they can arrest you for almost anything now. If they smell alcohol, they're going to grab you. DWI roadblocks, they arrest almost everybody that comes in there that smells of or says that they had a beer. And these people are far from drunk, but they're afraid to take the breath test because the breath test machines don't work that well. So, no, I don't think the laws are fair. I think the penalties are too harsh. For a first offender particularly, you know, to take away their license, they lose their job, they lose their house, they lose a lot, for sometimes cases of very marginal impairment or no impairment at all.
Mm. Shelley in New York asked the question kind of along the same lines, saying that unfairly she was put in that position. She was nervous. She was pulled over. And she said to ask you that she told them, honestly, she had only had one glass of wine, and then before you knew it, she was out of the car and she was doing all the tests that they asked her to do that she couldn't do. She said it's like they practically wanted me to dance on a rope. And so then she was hauled in, and it turned out she didn't have a blood alcohol level above the legal limit. So does she have any way for retribution for what happened to her?
You know what she should do? There's what they call qualified immunity for police officers or government agents who are acting in the course of their duties that make it difficult to sue them, but not impossible. If there's a videotape of her and she's just blatantly sober and they just arrest her for the heck of it just to see if she would fight it, or they just assume she was going to be over and she blows a 0.02 or something, she might want to consider consulting with a civil lawyer in her state to see if an action against the police officers might be appropriate, particularly if there's a videotape. That would be a great thing that, you know, if people started doing, it would kind of tether the cops to the truth, and they wouldn't arrest people that are just plain sober just because, you know, because there's a big push to get everybody to rid the streets of drunk drivers. They don't need to rid the streets of sober drivers with them.
Yeah. Here's another one from Raymond, also in the great state of Texas. And Raymond says, you know, what do you do, or what happens when you're pulled over, you're a little bit nervous, and you blurt out too much information? What do you advise? I guess there's no way to reel it back in, is what he's saying.
That's the hard part, is that people do blurt stuff out. And you want to think about what you're going to say before it happens. And you know, just, I'm not encouraging anyone to make anything up, but you also don't need to tell them your life story. And if you had 9 beers, that's not a great thing to tell them, because that will come back and bite you. Some people can drink 6, 7, 8, 9 beers and be okay if it's spread out over time and they ate and, you know, maybe they're a larger person. But telling them that is going to come back and bite you. If you say anything more than a couple, you know, it's not going to work out well. It's not going to end well, because people just don't believe that you're not impaired to some degree if you had 6 beers. Although, you know, obviously we all know people that can have 6 and be fine. So if you blurt something out, you can't pull it back in unless the cops violated your Miranda rights, and that's after arrest. So at the initial thing at the roadside, you know, when you're answering questions, you know, tell your lawyer what you told them. If there's a video, you know, he or she will get it. But those statements are the worst evidence against you there can possibly be, worse than field sobriety test and worse even than a breath test.
Yeah. We're speaking with attorney Mark Stevens. You can catch him at byebyedwiofcourse.com. Mark, my question is, you know, I was thinking about this knowing you're coming on. As you look through your case, and you've done this for a long time now, is there one that stands out in your mind that you feel good about where you were able to get somebody, I don't want to say off, but acquitted of what they were being accused of, because it was just so egregious and this crazy evidence didn't really add up?
Oh, sure.
One that was a feather,
you know,
in your cap?
Yeah, sure. There's lots and lots of them. You know, it's not an advertisement, but there's hundreds of them on my website that have won. But I'll give you an example. A case came in. The driver had been in a really bad accident. There was serious bodily injury. His blood alcohol concentration was 0.19. Passenger was also significantly hurt. Blood everywhere, beer cans everywhere. Inside the truck was literally sheared in half, and it took the power out in a big section of Portsmouth, a pretty big city here in New Hampshire. And it looks like a horrible case, right? Everybody's hurt, slings, people coming into court hurt, high BAC. And when we dug into the case and had an accident reconstructionist look at it, first of all, we found out through the independent blood test that the blood was not a 1.9, it was significantly lower. Second, through an accident reconstruction, we found out that my person was not the driver. He ended up in the driver's seat, but based on seatbelt burns and injuries and so forth that were obtained through hospital records and pictures of the two fellows that were involved in the accident, we proved beyond a reasonable doubt that the other guy was the driver. Now, the state was going forward with that case. It got right into jury selection, and the jurors were just about to be sworn when the state dropped it, because they could not come up with an expert that could refute what ours could. So here is a guy, knocked out cold, wakes up in a car, has a 0.19 blood alcohol concentration, can't remember anything, and he's wasted. But the problem was that he wasn't the driver. And that's what I'm proud of, because that guy was just innocent, you know. Didn't do anything wrong, it was in the wrong place at the wrong time. But if you look at the facts that come in and look at the police report, he looks like, you know, the drunkest person in Rockingham County.
Right. And then, and, you know, imagine, I mean, obviously you should be proud of that, because can you imagine what would have happened to him if had been convicted?
His first plea offer was for state prison.
Oh, wow. Does he send you a Christmas card every year?
I can't say, because whatever he sends me is privilege, but as you can imagine, it's a pretty happy outcome for somebody who thought he was going to prison and ended up with giving each other a high five.
Yeah, no kidding. Good for you. All right, Mark Stevens, always interesting to kick it around with you. And we should say you can send me some emails at americatonight.net. Great questions by everybody. Bye-bye, DWI. Thanks, Mark.
They were great. Thank you, Kate.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What do you think a 15-ton fat blob looks like? That's what they removed from a London sewer, and that's how it was described. Sounds awful, doesn't it? They say it was massive. It had food, fat, baby wipes, and they're calling it the fatberg, that it was clogging up local water, and that people were complaining, and so they finally went in, and they say it was about the size of a bus. It was a giant mass that was discovered because the people reported issues with their toilets. They were complaining, and when they finally investigated, that's what they found, that it was so big it damaged the sewers. It's going to take 6 weeks to repair it. So what is the deal with fat, people throwing fat down in the sinks, I guess? And they say it could have potentially flooded homes and streets. And so it was a good thing that people complained. It was a good thing that they discovered it, because it could have been so much worse. I mean, just even the description and the shot of it. This is radio? Ugh. I don't even know that I can adequately describe what it looks like. Just a blob. That's why they came up with the word blob. It was that bad. It was awful. Awful. And it goes to what people are throwing down toilets, really, and other areas of the house, what they were throwing out, and that's why they described it as that. All right, we keep talking about what's going to happen to our premiums, health insurance-wise, now that more aspects of Obamacare are kicking in. What it looks like is that now Americans who have to have insurance coverage starting in 2014 or get penalties of $95 or 1% of family income, whichever is greater, now the enrollment exchanges are starting October 1st, and then that coverage would start in January, and they've got these four tiers that range from bronze to platinum. Go ahead and figure out how that all works. Anyway, some of the more regulated states, which would be Ohio, Florida, South Carolina, have recently released premium rate information because people want to know, what am I going to pay? What am I going to pay? I'm worried. And what's happened is if you live in one of those states like Florida, they found that premiums will rise between 7.6% and 58.8% depending on who the insurer is. So did you hear the last number I said for people listening in the great state of Florida? 58.8%? That's ridiculous. I mean, that's crazy. There are just short, they say, of 1 million enrollees in the individual market in Florida. So 3.8% are uninsured. And the state doesn't allow new entrants into a high-risk pool, which provides coverage to the sick. So people who are in their 50s, let's say, with high blood pressure, have no coverage option. Indiana says prices would rise an average of 72%. But their problem was they were looking at the cost of providing care, not the actual premiums. So, needless to say, as we crunch these numbers, this was the key thing that people wanted to know when Obamacare was first discussed. What does it mean? It means that depending on where you live, you really could see your premium go up. Now, all the rate hikes have to be reviewed by the government, and there are still Americans with incomes of over $45,000 for an individual and $94,000 for a family of four that would be eligible for federal subsidies. So what's really strange is there are other states that are not going to have to worry about that. And, of course, there are bigger states like New York because they already require that insurers have comprehensive coverage to anyone who applies. So they don't have to worry about that. But you start to look at the different scenarios, and it's scary. It's scary because the premiums are what people are worried about, that they can afford it. Because what do? How do they, when they have a big increase, how are they going to afford 58%, 58.8% or whatever it is? That's insane. I mean, come on. Are you kidding? I guess if you skip three meals a week or something, maybe it works out. This is a crazy thing that I came across, too, today. The average car, I started to think about this with myself. How old are your cars? Typically, are you one of those people that you wait every couple of years, or you lease and you turn it in, or you need to have a new car every year, even if you can't afford it, or you drive those suckers into the ground? The cars, they say, on the road right now might seem a little run down, and that's because, according to Polk, which does market research, the average age of cars, SUVs, all that kind of stuff on the road has hit an all-time high of 11.4 years, and it keeps climbing. So the recession hit, then people hung on to cars as long as they could. The number of cars over a dozen years old is growing rapidly. The trend continues. In 2002, the average car was 9.6 years old, and check this out, in 95, 8.4. People don't want to, they don't want to have to pay. What's the reason? They don't want to have to pay off a car. They don't want to have a high car payment, and then, of course, it also could do with insurance, because then what would your insurance be? Could be pretty steep, too, for the insurance, depending on what kind of car you drive. I certainly don't have to go over the rates with you, but you all know that. You might see the shiny, cool car It looks great, but then you find out, ooh, that's what I'm going to have to pay for it? Forget it. I'm not interested. That's what happens. All right, here's some good news. Let's give you some good news in this version of We Can Count. I have three friends that are affected by this. The Department of Defense is giving employees a little bit of a break. They're trimming the furlough days. Yep, they announced that it's been cut to 6 days from 11. So Pentagon employees will take their last furloughs next week instead of late September. They were able to do this because they found savings and cuts in other areas. Ever since July 8th, 650,000 defense workers have been taking one unpaid day off each week. So effectively, it cut employee pay by about 20% for 3 months. The savings from 11 furlough days was only about $1.8 billion. So a sliver of the $40 billion that the Pentagon had cut as part of the sequester. That's good news because it's the middle class really that's being affected by that. So now those people won't have to deal with quite as much of a cut to the pay. And it's one thing to have that day off, but they gotta eat, they gotta send kids to school, and often those are the working people, as I said, the middle class and the government. And when you get angry at the government, which I get because I'm not a big government person, and you see the ridiculous waste, but the people who work for the government, especially in the jobs they scrape and scrap and do everything they can for, you know, you got to cut them a break somewhere. And, of course, the people at the top are not suffering. It is the people in the middle that suffer the most, that feel as they try to stretch and pay the mortgage and everything else. All right, you want some good news, more good news? Let's do it. Twinkies, ho-hos, zingers came back. You know what's coming back next? Ring-dings, devil dogs, and yodels. Yep. Drake's snack products are the latest former Hostess baked goods that are going to return. Maybe there's something about taking them off the shelves and realizing how many people missed them in the first place. So Drake's snack lines in a bankruptcy court auction earlier this year went for $27.5 million. It was McKee Foods that bought them. So they're going to bring back the snack foods at the existing spots. They added like 500 workers. That's good news because there was such a demand following the shutdown at Hostess. But we'll see what happens with these as well. They say they're not going to take the Swiss rolls and put it in the sleeve and call it a yodel. They're going to go back to what they had. And who knew that people missed all of these snacks? But they did, especially Twinkies. When they brought the Twinkies back, that was huge. I mean, they sold them out almost immediately all over the place. So there were people that were big fans that were missing the snack that they wanted. And, you know, the other baked goods just didn't cut it. That's it. Didn't cut it. What would you say if I told you there was an English teacher making $4 million? Wouldn't you say, oof, I need that job? Yep, $4 million. You know what it is? In South Korea, there's a rock star teacher, an English tutor, who makes $4 million because he teaches in a private academy. He sells online lectures, he writes textbooks, and says the harder he works, the more he makes. His name is Kim Kahoon of South Korea. Students go to the school during the day and a private academy at night, and Korean students, or Korean parents actually, spend more annually on tutors than Americans spend on video games. There was a group, NPD, that came up with that information. So the push is to learn English. And so this valuable teacher gets paid $4 million. Think of what teachers are paid in the United States. $4 million. That's wild. Especially what I just told you, that Korean parents spend more annually on tutors than Americans spend on video games. Woo! What do you think of that? Odds and ends coming up on the flip side.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Tonight, this is a big, bad, sad, sad story. I can't even imagine what the parents are thinking after this. You'd have to have a lot of people holding your hand, I believe. A 5- and 7-year-old were sleeping over at their friend's house. Guess where they were sleeping? Right above an exotic pet store. I think you're kind of going to get the sense of what happened next. Then what happened was they were strangled by a python that escaped its enclosure in the Canadian town of Camp Belton in New Brunswick. Oh, so sad. Got out of its enclosure, and then what happened next? Sergeant Alan Tremblay talks about the fact that it was just a freak accident involving the vent.
The snake was captured in the same room that the boys were found. The snake went into a vent, a small vent, which was located just above the reptile cage, went into the ventilation system, crawled inside, and move on towards the living room where the two boys were sleeping. The pipe or the ventilation system break down, and the snake fell into the living room where the two boys were sleeping.
It was an African rock python, about 14 to 16 feet long, and it went into that vent as he described, and the rest is history. They were sleeping over at the owner's apartment, and it was a freak thing that it escaped, got in and got the boys. And the they said it's sad. The only large snake in that store too. Oh, and the store owner found them in the living room and found where the python came through the hole in the ceiling. And he was just stunned. He said his body was in shock and he didn't know what to think. He turned the lights on and he saw the scene and said, "They're like my kids." And, boy, it's vicious. He said the snake is a vicious snake. So there you go. And they said every cage had two locks on it. They can't figure it out. In the wild, to give you a sense of it, an African rock python feeds on monkeys, antelopes, warthogs, crocodiles. These kids had no chance being asleep. And this was a small town of about 7,000 people. Awful. And, you know, we're hearing about these snakes that escape in Florida. They just caught one that was 14 feet long. It was a Burmese python that the person who owned the house in Florida found while they were cleaning out a shed. And they've had a big problem. In fact, they had a competition to capture and kill these pythons in the Everglades because there were so many. But the African rock python is a bigger threat. And they say that's a big threat in Florida. And they're much more dangerous because they're mean. They come out and they're striking. They're looking for prey. And it's just terrible to think of those boys in that situation. But it's a freak accident. Talking about freak accidents, this may be one of the craziest headlines I saw. American tourist breaks the finger off a 14th century statue. It happened in Florence, Italy. And, you know, when you go into stores and you think, remember the old expression, bull in a china shop? I guess if it's a 14th century statue, what are you going to do? There's no repairing that. I mean, they'll figure it out, but it's priceless. It was on display. The visitor got too close, and then that was it. What happened was they started touching the statue. Are you kidding me? There's security usually all over the place, and there was a security guard there, but they didn't get there in time to tell the person not to do that. And it was a medieval sculptor, Giovanni D'Ambrogio, who sculpted this particular statue. And it's a famous museum that they were in Florence. And, you know, there's no security cameras, but they monitor everything with security guards. And it was just a wild, crazy thing that the tourists had no museum etiquette and didn't realize you don't touch things. Anybody who's been in a museum, you don't touch things. But the person didn't realize and touched it, and then the rest is history. That's awful. That'd be pretty humiliating, wouldn't it? No, Signore, don't touch. How do you say? No touch. And they're not going to charge them anything. What would they charge them? There's no number you can put on this. They're just going to have to fix it and chalk it up to stupidity. Somebody touching the statue that's thousands of years old. Go ahead, touch it, I dare you. Oh, nasty. This is another interesting thing that I would put in the mix here on America Tonight, and it's about a U.S. sub, the USS Miami. The Navy was talking about plans to update the ship. but they scrapped it instead of repairing the nuclear-powered submarine because of the budget cuts and how much it was costing to repair it. They decided to just scrap it. They say that the sub would have meant canceling work on dozens of other ships because of the budget constraints. And it would have hurt the Navy's overall readiness. So the answer is, do you want to buy a sub? Do you know what they say? The cost to repair the submarine, $450 million. $450 million. And remember, there's more to this story, and this is why I brought it up. And you probably forgot this story, but there was a shipyard worker, this guy named Casey Fury from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, who was sentenced to 17 years in prison. He admitted to setting fire to the Miami, which was in dry dock during that 20-month overhaul at the shipyard. So it took 12 hours and 100 firemen to save the Los Angeles class attack sub. Seven people were even hurt. This happened back in 2012. And the damaged forward compartments, including living quarters, a command and control center, and torpedo room, all of that weapons had to be removed for repair. The fire never reached the rear of the submarine where the nuclear propulsion components of it are, but there was so much damage. I mean, so much damage. And they say they had to do this. They had to scrap it because the budget cuts just didn't allow, even though the Navy really wanted to see this get done. They have to mothball it for now. They wanted to return it into waters in 2015. And it would be cost effective because it could serve another 10 years or so, but now it's going to be inactive. And probably inactive, it means it sits forever. If they figure out ways to pay for the repairs, maybe they don't do that. But now it seems it's going to just be another mothballed program. And the problem is you and I pay for that, meaning however much they put into it, we've already eaten it on that. Then we can't get it back. And that's a ship that's just going to sit there. That's depressing, huh? It's crazy that he set that thing on fire, and I think he thought he was going to burn it to the ground, but it didn't happen. All right, one last quick one for you as we exit stage left here. Dead dolphins are washing up in high numbers. I was just in Ocean City, New Jersey, and on the East Coast, that was one of the areas where it started to happen. It's been happening since the beginning of July. In the month of July, 91 dolphins have washed up in New York, New Jersey, Maryland, Delaware, and Virginia. And these large animals stranded for unknown reasons. Something is going on in the water is the only thing that they can come up with at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. They're still trying to figure out why this is happening. Yikes. Thanks for listening to this Hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen Free Wellness Event. One day only. Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. Raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten-Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.